T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors at one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk high school football with the pride of UNLV, Larry Bluestein, joining us this morning. Blue, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the introduction. UNLV won their first game, but that doesn't bode very well the rest of the season.
Well, I got to give you a little credit there.
They have a little recruiting problem out there, Blue.
Huh?
Have a little recruiting problem out there right now?
Yeah, a lot of recruiting problems. But anyway, I will tell you this. To start this show, I had the best time last night in Northwest Broward watching Douglas against Monarch. That game came down to the last play of the game, 30-26. Douglas stays undefeated. A packed house. It was everything I remembered high school football to be. You know, I can't say enough. I mean, and finally we had one of those games that that lived up to its billing, and certainly enjoyed it. And Douglas was going to kick a field goal to win the game. Bad snap. Kid scooped it up, threw it into the end zone. The kid caught it for a touchdown.
Wow.
Oh my God,
that's crazy.
You know, I don't have to tell everybody the emotions out there, what's happened over the last year and a half. So certainly to have something that positive on that campus last night was amazing. And I really had a great – you know, I don't often glow about the great times I have at games, but that was really entertaining.
Yeah, you go to a few games, you kind of mess it up a little bit because you get to see everything, which, by the way, this year has been – kind of because all the national games, it's been kind of up and down for all of our teams and trying to get a read on just about everybody. So let's jump into this a little bit right now. Carroll City, very disappointing so far. Deerfield Beach and Carroll City on the all disappointing teams of South Florida. Carroll City going to play Chaminade. What's your thoughts there?
That's going to be, you know, it's going to go right down to the wire. Carroll City is a nice team, but Chaminade's a two-time defending state champion. They've been to the state championship game 3 years in a row. They have this on campus. Carroll City, and I hate to say it, they bit off more than they can chew when making the schedule. I mean, and the funny thing is they played Northwestern and Central already, and it doesn't get any easier. And that's what they have to go up to Jacksonville to play Trinity Christian. They have to play an Ocala Vanguard team that hasn't lost. You know what? I hate to say it, but, you know, Carroll City's got a bumpy road ahead. And, you know, they've moved down in classification to 4A, and everybody's quick to say, well, they'll run away with this. And not so fast, because, you know, Cardinal Gibbons is starting to play really well. Today I'm going to see a really much improved Booker T team going up against Columbus. So, you know, it's so neat to look at the beginning of the year and project, but so far, as you said, our teams are taking some lumps.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so who you like in that game, just so we want to make sure everybody knows where you stand. Carroll City, yeah. Chaminade.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a four-quarter game. I think maybe Chaminade with a kicking game, best kicker in the country, and Borgalis, maybe wins this game at home. Carroll City's got to play four quarters. If they don't, they're going to lose again, and that's to go to 1-3 is going to be really a surprise.
Did you say best kicker in the country?
Yeah, he's a junior. He's committed to the University of Miami. Andy Borgalis.
Can he play now?
Paging Manny Diaz, right.
Yeah. Can we get him in now? We just found a scholarship for early release.
Yeah. Well, he'll get there in 2 years, but once he gets there, that kid's just amazing.
Two years.
So I think it'll come down to the kicking game, and Carroll City's got to wake up. If they don't wake up, it's going to be a really long season.
All right, so Columbus got upset last week. South Dade jumped on them there. What happens? Columbus bounced back against Booker T. What happens?
Bigger team, but then again, Booker T could use the reasoning that they beat an Apopka team that's twice the size of Columbus. I just think they're motivated. The kid Parrish is as good as you get at running back. headed the University of Pittsburgh, even in the loss of South Dade. And look at having last night. South Dade had a come, have a pick late in the game to beat New Orleans, 35-32. So crazy football in South Florida. Columbus needs a bounce back. Booker T is not as deep. So I think that may be the difference there, but don't count out Booker T. They played as tough a schedule as you're going to face, and they are, you know, they came within 3 points of beating a Miami Central team that, you know, you talk about waking up a sleeping giant. Somebody woke up Central. Maybe it was St. Francis, but Central is one of those teams that looks like they could stay the course the rest of the year.
Blue, what about the – I'm going to go to Broward County real quick. What about the University School Crowders versus the Western Fighting Joe Roses? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, the Crowders got their hands full because of the fact that you look at Western, and Joe and I talked about this, deep team, you know, lost to Palmetto in the preseason, which may have, you know, sent them back to the film room and look at everything that they've done. But, yeah, it's going to be tough to beat Western. They're really good on defense. They get things – they have to – do things on offense. University School's a good football team, but they're not a deep team, and that seems like it's that's the resounding, you know, common denominator. If you're not a deep football team, especially with the weather that we've had, guys, especially the humidity, you kind of need that depth. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Western should come out a winner here.
All right, well, we're going to be at that game tonight. That's going to be our Friday night Dolphin game.
Good game.
Bo and I will be out there. I can't believe you're not joining us. Hey, we want to ask you a question. It has to do with recruiting. We're just talking. You probably saw the Manny Diaz story.
Yeah.
Talking about his verbal commitments. He doesn't want him to make trips after they make a verbal commitment to the U, not go to other schools. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he's going to lose recruits. And I said this yesterday on a podcast we do. When you're 7-7 in your last 14 games, you can't start dictating. And especially in the landscape of recruiting these days, you just cannot tell a kid not to do that. I mean, it just would be unfair to the athlete. And wouldn't you want these kids to take all the trips to make sure and to know that what you have, your product is the product that Manny Diaz and University of Miami is selling? I would. You know, let them go to Florida State. Let them go to Ohio State. Because at the end of the day, what Manny and Miami has should be better than what these programs offer, and I would want them to do that. I really would. I would want them to go and see every school that they're considering, and even if they're committed to Miami, they commit to Miami because they love the program, they like what's going on. But I would like them to explore options. If you're Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Clemson, you could put your foot down and say that. You can't do that when you're 7-7 in your last 14 games.
Yeah,
being honest.
Can't be 0-2. And by the way, how about your position that you're getting recruited for, and it's not a big part of, like, if you're a wide receiver, you're getting recruited by the U right now, and your wide receivers aren't doing anything except for one guy. Like, there's better places to go. So I'd be real, real careful on that, too. I'm with you. Hey, by the way, you ready for a top 10? We haven't done it because of national games and stuff. I'm going to give this a shot, Blue. Tell me where you are, and we'll get everybody all fired up on their way to high school today. St. Thomas Aquinas comes in at number one, although shame on you for not playing that national game. Shame on you. Could have been done. Number two, Northwestern bouncing back. I'm drinking that Bulls Kool-Aid again. Central coming in at three. I'm with you. Bounce back. South Dade. Got a little scared last night, found a way to win, comes up, jumps up to four. Chaminade, I'm going with Chaminade tonight with you, staying at five. Western High School, six. They've got some tough games, including St. Thomas Aquinas down the road. Seven, Columbus, even though they were upset by South Dade. Eight, Cardinal Gibbons making a comeback. And number nine, I know how you feel about this, American Heritage Plantation. We haven't talked about Patrick Surtain and that team. They still got some players. And coming in at 10, MacArthur, for what they did last week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't disagree.
The Channing's team.
Who was your number three team, Miami Central? Was that
Miami Central three, just behind Northwestern. They're going to play. They can change.
Play.
They're going to play.
Yeah, and Gibbons and Heritage will play, too, in a couple of weeks.
That's
which
right.
Is going to be interesting. Yeah, that's a good top 10. I don't think anybody can argue, but all the teams right there have played. Cardinal Gibbons, if they get by the Heritage game, they may not lose the rest of the way because they're playing. I mean, and that's what I told people at Palmetto and who have played against Cardinal Gibbons. There's a reason why they're the defending state champions, because they can rise up, and it's taken them a while to do it. But, yeah, I like that. That's a good way. I think Northwestern's just an amazing – they came up with a big win last night against Miami Killian. So, yeah, I think that's a good one. St. Thomas – obviously, that wasn't so much their fault that Bergen Catholic's parents didn't want them to come down. But they replaced the game. They'll be playing defending 8A state champion Jacksonville
All right.
Mandarin.
That's a good game.
October
That's a good
4th.
Game to have.
Yeah. No, well, it's good. It's good for the rep too, you know. And certainly, you got to give St. Thomas credit. They're not afraid to go on the road, and they will go on the road again up there.
Blue, real quickly, we got some really good defense down. Who's got the number one defense that you've seen in Dade or Broward right now?
Northwestern. Yeah, it's awfully tough.
Well, that
I mean,
was
even
quick.
They showed it against IMG. You saw
quick.
It. I mean, you know, they made mistakes, but that defense is loaded with talent, loaded with Power 5 commits and juniors. Yeah, they're going to be tough. Palmetto's good. We'll see about Western. You'll have a good chance to see Western up first, up close and personal.
Look, I'm looking forward to seeing those safeties tonight for Western.
Well,
I really am. This should
James
be good.
Williams. Yeah, he's a beast. He's a junior kid who may be as good as anybody in the country. Yeah, you got a good game, but that's a good top 10, Joe. Things will change because, you know, they will every week because nobody's afraid to play anybody. And that is the theme. If you're listening out there, nobody could ever say the South Florida teams duck one another because they play everybody. They play each other. And that it's taken a long time to get to that point, but they do it.
Are you drinking Dillard or Plantation Kool-Aid at all? Any of those guys for real?
I'm drinking Dillard a little bit because I like what Coach Frazier's doing up there. They went up on Monday night when they really didn't have to and played at Pahokee and beat Pahokee just to stay in the rhythm. Plantation, we'll see. They're still in the district with St. Thomas Aquinas. So, you know, that's always going to, you know, keep them on the edge. But we'll see what Plantation. They got a lot of good players. Steve Davis is a great coach.
Yeah, I love
been
Steve.
There for a while. But, I like your top 10.
Right.
I think we need to print that.
All right, Blue. Wow. Listen, man, thank you. Thank you
right,
so
guys,
much. Maybe
weekend.
We'll run into you this weekend. Appreciate it. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.